In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me. Well, the liturgy of this season of Advent recalls how the Israelites for thousands of years lived in expectation of the coming of the Messiah. This is the first Advent. Well, as we know, this happened in reality when Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem, which is what we celebrate at Christmas time. Unfortunately, although people were full of expectation for the coming of the Messiah, when our Lord did arrive as a child, there was no room for him in the inn. And then we find that when he was a grown-up man and performing many miracles, showing that he was God, and teaching with great authority, they did not accept him because they thought that the Messiah would be like the kings of ancient times, who would conquer all their enemies and proclaim Israel as a top nation. So when our Lord put in an appearance only gentle and meek and humble of heart, they said, "Away with this man. Give us Barabbas. What are we to do with Christ? Crucify him." Well, in our recollection today, we're called to make amends to God for the way we treated Jesus in his first Advent. And consider how, in his second Advent, wanting to come into our hearts and souls, that we will make amends to this God who has condescended to become man for us and to give him a truly fitting reception. So this then is the first topic of our prayer today. So say then with me, "Oh Jesus, I'm determined to make room for you in my heart." The people of Bethlehem were warm and comfortable in their homes. And when they saw Joseph and Mary, who was expecting a child, they didn't want to give away their warmth and comfort and share it with Jesus. They didn't realize what indignity you had to suffer, Lord, by becoming a small, defenseless child in order to lift us up out of our weakness and our sinfulness. So, Jesus, I will give you somewhere to rest your head and nest in my heart, somewhere where you can be comfortable inside me. But Lord, you remember, you realize I'm so forgetful. The prophet and the good people of the Old Testament never forgot you. But I forget you so easily. And I also forget that you come with great tenderness, great love and mercy. Advent then is about the presence of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And we have to discover his presence and the way that he visits us now in daily life. We're reminded that Jesus is present in the sacred scripture, in the Second Vatican Council. And also, Jesus Christ is present in each one of the sacraments, and especially the Holy Eucharist. How do we treat our Lord then in the sacred scripture? Do we just read through it hurriedly, scrappily, as if we want to get it over with? How do we treat Jesus in the tabernacle? Do you remember those words in the way? Treat him well for me. Treat him well. After all, he's been waiting for us for 20 centuries. He's been looking forward to coming into our hearts. He wants to be treated with love and tenderness. Now, Christmas is probably the happiest time in the year. But that is not just for ourselves, but for the whole family. So we have to encourage the whole family to receive our Lord. And we have to foster in our hearts the desire for Jesus to come and be excited. We have to be excited about making a Christmas crib for the family or with the family. Oh, sweetest Jesus, you come to me with your infinite love and the abundance of your grace. You desire to fill my soul with torrents of mercy and charity in order to draw my soul to you. Come, O Lord, and do not delay. I wish to run to you with love, but my love is so limited, so weak, so imperfect. Make it strong and generous. Enable me to overcome myself so that I can give myself entirely to you. Yes, my love can become strong because, now I'm quoting St. Teresa of Jesus, when in the Way of Perfection, where she says, because its foundation is the intimate certainty that it will be repaid by the love of God. O Lord, I cannot doubt your tenderness, because you have given me proofs of it in so many ways, with the sole purpose of convincing me of it. Therefore, trusting in your love, my weak love will become strong with your strength. And then what a consolation it will be, O Lord, at the moment of death, to think that we shall be judged by him whom we have loved above all things. Then we can enter your presence with confidence, despite the weight of our offences. So, and now having finished the quotation from St. Teresa, we could say, O Lord, give me a love like this. I desire it ardently. Not only to escape your judgment, but especially in order to repay you in some degree for your infinite charity and mercy. O Lord, do not, I beseech you, permit that this exceedingly great love which has led you to become incarnate for my salvation be given in vain. My poor soul needs you so much. It sighs for you as for a compassionate physician who alone can heal its wounds, draw it out of its languor and tepidity, and infuse it into it a new vigour, new enthusiasm, new life. Come, Lord, come. I'm ready to welcome your work with a docile, humble heart, ready to let myself be healed, purified, and strengthened by you. Yes, with your help, I will make any sacrifice, renounce everything that might hinder your redeeming work in me. Show your power, O Lord, and come. Come, and do not delay. We now come to the end of our meditation. It's time to be thinking of our Blessed Lady. The next meditation, we will be thinking more in more detail about our Mother Mary. But just at the end of this meditation now, it is a good opportunity to think of how Mary received Jesus with the most exquisite love and tenderness. Help me, O Lord, to receive you as your Holy Mother received you. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.